Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Hamilton County 4-H Garden and Blessing Box Project was approved of a $1,000 grant for a food advocacy grant funded by Compere Financial. This will go into effect this spring and be used at the Gift Garden in Hamilton County. An after-school club is forming now. Beginning January 9th and running through February 12th, there will be an after-school art club for youth in 2nd through 5th grades. The cost is $20 to join 4-H and will cover all expenses and sessions. If you are already a 4-H member, you do not need to pay again. Each session, youth will make one or two crafts, and they will be taught by teen teachers here in the community. Mark your calendars for January 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the courthouse basement, where we will hold Cabin Fever Day. This is a joint effort between Hamilton County 4-H and Hamilton County Home and Community Education. Also, there will be 4-H members from all 6 of the counties in Unit 24 involved in this activity. We plan to make 100 lap robes that will be donated to the Honor Flight in May of 2024. This will be an effort to make those. It's going to be ongoing, and this will be the day we will learn how to make those, so hopefully people can take them home and work on those at home. Those in junior high and over will work on the blankets. Anyone under junior high will have several crafts that they will make. Lunch will be provided that day, and all are invited. You do not have to be a member. If you know how to sew or would like to learn, come on out and help us. There will also be an adult sewing class that will be starting up on Tuesdays from 5 until 7, starting the 16th of January. If you would like to learn the basics of sewing, contact the office, and we will get you signed up to join those classes. Farm Credit Illinois has announced that they will be giving away 30 $2,500 scholarships again this year to high school seniors. If you plan to attend a university or a vocational school next fall and pursue a career in farm or in the industry, you can apply for these scholarships. Deadline is February 29th. They will also be giving away 50 $500 community improvement grants. These are available to 4-H clubs and FFA chapters to assist youth members in bringing positive change to their local community. Clubs should choose a project that delivers tangible value where the outcome is visible in the community. Farm Credit encourages collaboration with local organizations to develop and complete the improvement grants. Grant application deadline is also February 29. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce meeting was held on December 21st. The Snowman Contest winners were announced. First place went to Corteva, second to Ike True Value Hardware, and third to You Are My Sunshine Gift and Thrift. We hope that you enjoyed seeing all the festive snowmen this year. It was also announced that Food and Brew will be held on February 10th, and tickets are on sale now. The glasses will only be given to the first 100 people who purchase tickets. It will be from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Big Red Barn, and advance tickets are $35, and tickets at the door are $40. It has proved to be very successful over the last few years, and we hope you will plan to attend. The Hamilton County Annual Dinner and Awards Banquet is just a few weeks away. You can RSVP by going to the Hamilton County Annual Dinner website or emailing info@hamcochamber.org. Chamber member businesses are eligible for complimentary tickets this year. The number is based on the dues structure. You should have already received an email invitation with details, but if you are not a chamber member and would like to attend, please contact any chamber member. There are 4 positions that will need to be filled on the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors this year. Those up for election are Beth Sandusky from Lexi Lane Boutique, Matt Wells from Fox Meadows, Heather Bowman, Hamilton County Clerk and Recorder, Holly Schuster from Jive Dance Studio, Sydney Lay, Hamilton County Farm Bureau, and Thad Galloway from the United Methodist Church. There are 6 people running, but 4 positions will be filled. That evening will also be the Ted Soderfield Award will be announced that evening, as well as Business of the Year and Community Service Group of the Year. Hamilton County High School All-Class Reunion and 1984 State Championship Team Reunion will be Saturday, February 3rd. The reunion for the 1984 State Championship Ball Team at Kurt Reed Gym before the Foxes play Gallatin County. The All-Class Reunion at the Elks will be at 8 p.m. All Hamilton County Unit 10 alumni and community members are invited to attend. Please sign up to let us know that you will be attending. If you have any questions, contact Jeff Morris at 314-410-9635 to find out. This should be a great evening of reminiscing and seeing those that we have not seen in a while. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.